Hi, this is Mark Waite at Berkshire Hathaway, Fox & Roach Realtors, CenterCityCondos.com. And in this podcast, I'd like to share with you some feedback that I've gotten over the years, over the past 30 years, from showing some of the buildings in the 19130 zip code. So here we go. Let's start with 2401 Pennsylvania Avenue, the Philadelphian. The response I get from buyers is almost always positive in the building. I think buyers are surprised about how fast units sell there. I think that buyers are unaware of what's included in the condo fees. You know, they look at the condo fees, they say, oh, that's high. And they don't realize that it's all inclusive, even down to general cable, basic cable, all utilities, the shuttle bus, management, master insurance policy, water, sewer, heat, central air. They're surprised that the condo fees are so inclusive there. Views, it always has to do with the views. If you're facing south at the Philadelphia and 2401 Pennsylvania Avenue, buyers are always pleasantly surprised. I hear good things about management, cleanliness, front door staff, all good. Okay, let's move right to 2601 Pennsylvania Avenue. Don't hear a lot about the building in negative-wise unless, you know, I hear a couple people grumbling about maybe the hallways need a little updating, maybe the front desk staff isn't as well-trained or, you know, as professional maybe as some of the other buildings that they're looking at in the area. But all in all, pretty high marks as far as value is concerned on a dollar per square foot basis. Some original detail in the building as far as the floors are concerned or the plaster walls, you know, the thicker walls. People generally comment about the quietness in between from unit to unit in the building. What else? Let's see. City View, 2001 Hamilton. I think most buyers are pleasantly surprised by the views. They are generally unaware of the fact that there are two different buildings with two different condo associations, two different layouts in the building, styles rather. I think most people are pleasantly surprised by the views, management, the amenities, the gym, the pool. It seems to be a fairly well-run condo association, and that's about all I hear. I don't really, you know, I do hear people commenting that they feel secure there, the front door people, front desk staff is nice. There's always more than just one person there. And abundant parking. People are always appreciative of that. Okay, lastly, Tivoli. 1900 Hamilton, what do I hear people say there? All good. I mean, the hallways are kept clean. The building is always presentable. The front staff seems to be nice. I think people appreciate the layout of a lot of the units. Just the volume of some of the rooms in there are better than most in terms of space and the sense of space that you get in some of those units, some of the rooms. I always get people commenting on how they appreciate the solidity of the doors inside the units, and you can tell they're very solid. Most of them have four hinges because those doors weigh a ton. And I think buyers are pleasantly surprised by that. Originally, the HVAC systems, which are called PTACs that are into the wall, didn't get a lot of positive feedback. But now it's very, very common in a lot of buildings to have that style of air and central air or HVAC rather. And so I don't really hear people griping about that any longer. They used to gripe, you know, 15, 20 years ago. No, I don't hear that anymore. Location, I think people appreciate the park across the street, the fact that the building is dog friendly, and just the proximity to Center City into walking to the high-rise district, the business district there has always been a plus for a lot of buyers looking at 1900 Hamilton. So there you go. That's my feedback on 2601, 2401, Tivoli, and City View. So any questions, comments, or concerns, pick up the telephone, push the buttons on the front of it, 267-237-3404. This is Mark Waite from CenterCityCondos.com at Berkshire, Fox & Roach. Thank you.